Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to... Welcome back. Yes, welcome back to Thursday, the 26th of January, here in KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark Carl Bott. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
It was National Popcorn Day the other day.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, I know you missed that.
I love
and
popcorn.
See, what else? What's today?
Today is actually a National Peanut Brittle Day.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Oh, you know, I've never been crazy about peanut
really?
Brittle. Well, except Cracker Jacks. Was that peanut brittle? Is
no.
that broken up?
No. I feel
popcorn,
like
popcorn, caramel popcorn.
Oh,
with
right.
peanuts.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. And you got a little whistle in there or something
yeah, a
to make
something.
Your parents crazy. Yeah. Okay. Well, good morning, Trish.
Good morning. Gosh, what a great week already. This weather is just incredible.
Yeah. And this has been the perfect week. It hasn't been too hot. It's perfect out there. It's not too cold at night.
A little cool in the mornings. It's,
it's
30-something this morning.
I got 50 degrees here.
50 degrees?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's the weather? Sir?
Well, it's supposed to be a high of 67 today and a low of 40. Mostly clear, mostly sunny on Friday. A high of 63 and a low of 37. On Saturday, a high of 58, a low of 33. Partly cloudy. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. A high of 49 and a low of 30. And on Monday, sunny, a high of 49. And a low of 48, so it's not going to change much in there. Monday night, though, it's going to start getting really cool because of chance of frost, low around 29.
Oh, okay.
And on Tuesday,
blanket
sunny,
goes back on the horse.
High near 50, and Tuesday night, a low of 31. So if you got any of those sensitive plants out there, these are those frosts that kind of get us late in the year. When
I was hoping that we'd get a couple of days of rain. You know, we've had a chance for it all to soak in and everything, and then, you know, let's have another couple of weeks of rain interspersed in here.
Well, they're looking like towards the
in March?
Well, no.
Or February.
February. About the 29th, 30th, we're supposed to start getting some rain again.
Oh,
and
okay.
then and get another, they're saying, the report I was reading yesterday said a more moisture in February than usual. So
well, good.
Let's hope.
Yeah, that is, because by that time everything is soaked in and
ready for some more. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, and the news, by the way, the top of the hour news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, major plus for our community with Shasta Regional. Okay, where do you want to go today? And our guest that was going to show up, and he called yesterday.
Okay.
He said couldn't make it, and I appreciate that. Because sometimes I schedule people and forget, and then they show up, and I'm jumping through my grommet. But if somebody's scheduled and they forget, I'm getting to be where I should, and I should do this, is just reach out to the guest the day before and say, just reminding you, that. Now, I have reached out to the parking gurus here in the city, so they wanted to come on, and I've called couple of times they haven't returned my call, so I may have to get more serious about it. I just want them in here. I just want them in here from the city side, the expert, the guy that drew it out, to come and talk about the parking plan. Because I went into a business yesterday, which I truly enjoy. It's called the Sandwichery. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's only been here like 20 something years. It's right around the corner here.
Okay,
and. Pat and Sandy own the business. They've had it for years. And Sandy is a sweetheart, and Patrick is a curmudgeon, but funny, if that makes sense.
I really like him. What do you mean?
Yeah, and he good. Anyway, I mentioned something about parking in the back of their business. There's like six spots there. And that started it, about parking, this new parking plan.
Oh.
Ooh.
I haven't heard one good thing about this new parking plan.
You know, and I understand because people, you know, first of all, there's no signs up that say parking, the parking kiosk at end of street. I mean, so if you get out of the car, and if you're, you know, from not around here, oh, look, free parking. And off they go. Because there's nothing there to point you in the direction of it.
And now it's not in effect, like, in front of the hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Already?
Yeah. It started on, what's today? The 26th, started 24th. However, they're going to give warning tickets for the first couple weeks. But it doesn't start, I don't think, till 9 in the morning. And then it's over at 6. So anytime after 6.
But there is nothing out there, Carl. I looked today because I thought, oh, well, it's just starting in the down parking lot.
It's down here at the end of the block.
So I get out of the car down here and I walk down the street.
Right.
There, I don't know anything about it.
You could go either. I think it's on both ends of the block. Oh. But you know what? I haven't seen it. And I walk up and down that block. But it's probably one of those things unless you're looking for it. So, So
and they're not going to put anything up?
Oh, I'm sure they will. They wouldn't be that careless, would they? Anyway.
Read my mind.
So for the next 10 minutes while I'm eating my chicken salad, half of a chicken salad sandwich. Usually it's tuna fish, but I really bumped it up and went to chicken salad. And my cup of chili, I listened to Pat and Sandy talk about parking. And I'm almost rolling on the floor. It's so funny. I mean, how he's describing it. But he says, you know, I'm already losing older customers. Because of this, you know, having to park two blocks away to come down to get a sandwich, they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
And I understand that.
Yeah,
but there are things about this parking plan and reasons, and I think that the ones who made the plan needed just to come on and say, this is why it is. This is what it is. This is why we did it. These are all, you know, there's a lot of still free parking around here, you know, in some of these lots. And then be able to answer the question of, okay, what about, it's 115 degrees out there, or 110 degrees, and I think the answer is going to be, well, we're turning over spots in front of businesses so they can come in and park.
Every 2 hours.
And I think you can extend it for an hour. If you are a disabled and have the disabled plaque, you can park free anywhere. So you don't have to do it, which reminds me about going back down to the VA and talking about that piece of metal in my ankle.
I hear you.
Oh, no, that's bad. No, but on Facebook, and I've said this before, but you haven't seen it probably. On Facebook, when they introduced a new parking enforcement officer, who seems like a nice young man, he's hired to do his job. So nobody give this kid a bad time. I mean, he's just hired to do his job. But there was like 600 comments, and I scrolled through the first 50, just to see. Oh, maybe one says, well, we have to pay for parking. And that's all they said. Everybody else, it was a litany of why this is a mistake.
Well, here's the deal. I don't question that you have to pay for parking. I've said that for a long time. I felt that was reasonable, that if you're going to park someplace, you need to. And in those places that are in front of businesses, there should be a turnover. I don't even mind that there's a limit.
No.
I don't mind that at all.
Yeah.
I get out of my car. I know I'm going to get a haircut next door, or I'm going to stop and get a sandwich or what have you, put my money in my meter. I think that's totally acceptable. I don't have an issue with it. I think that going from a quarter to a dollar
or
20 cents to a dollar, because it was a quarter of an hour, whatever, I'm just saying – That's expensive. That's excessive.
How about it started with 50?
Well, yeah. And then give, because there are those among us who have issues who can't walk three blocks to go someplace.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fact. And I'm not going to be doing that at night, or, of course, like you say, it's not on at night.
Well, not on at night.
It's still going to be some parking to come down for dinner or go to a show.
Catch as catch can at night.
Yeah, like it always has been.
Like it always has been.
You can always find a place to park. But boy, the parking lots, all of the employees, I think the biggest impact is, and I remember when we were putting in the county administration building. My God, City of Reading was in our face about parking. That was one of the biggest issues that we dealt with, is what kind of parking we were going to be providing during the construction process, how many parking places were we creating.
It's just the building, county, right?
The county administration building. That was a daily conversation with somebody from the city in our face about parking, the importance of having enough parking. And then since then, they have gone out of their way to create all kinds of obstacles and changes downtown and get rid of parking here and get rid of parking there and charge for parking. And this is, I haven't heard anybody say anything good about it.
Well, you know,
and I think it drives them to the shopping malls.
Well, see, that's the other thing, too, is, you know, if there's a place that's easier, and they used it in a circle saying, well, if you park at, like, Mount Shasta Mall and you park here, it's the same distance as you would if you parked in one of the parking lots. Well, yeah, but it's a little bit different. You know, if you go to the, you know, if that's kind of, disingenuous because you don't park the furthest way. You park closer, and you may go in there for three or four. So you go into the closest one, and you go and do your shopping, and you come back.
And you're in a covered area, and you're not out in the sun, and you're not out in the cold and the wind and the rain going from store to store if you happen to do some shopping. And as you indicate, this place is to sit down in there. So I park at the closest one I want to go to. I go in, I do my business there. I can go out in the mall. I can sit for a bit. Then I can go on to the next store or what have you.
Well, they need
it's totally different.
If they do that, we got to
take
a break.
And I'm not paying besides.
We need to do, they need to put more benches out with covering and then a little oxygen mask. So as you come hobbling in there and you sit down, you just, you know, you take your oxygen mask, put it on your face.
There you go.
And you get ready for the next 100 yards.
There you go.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, and Patrick Gorman's going to fight for you for that. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need one that knows the business and knows the law, and that's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168 today. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección Number 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
there.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning. It is the 26th of January, 7:21 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, and this portion of the show brought to you by, yes, Quick and Clean Car Wash.
Time to wash your cars.
Bring on over there to Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's a great car wash. Your car comes out. Our truck comes out looking great, just sitting there and, you know, listen to music as you're going through. And then at the end, a very pleasant person will wipe down your vehicle with a big clean towel and be smiling at you and send you on your way. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10, you get 3 free. Great presents for people, too. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash, corner of Market and Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros. It's open line today, so anything stuck in your craw, something that bothers you, now is the time to give us a call get your hearing right here in the public square.
Have you had any discussion about the getting rid of the Dominion?
I brought it up yesterday because they voted on it Tuesday.
Yeah.
And getting rid of the Dominion machines is, you know, what's the cost going to be? But I think somebody said, well, what's the cost of public trust? But, okay, I'm of one that if you have a machine and you test it, you know, test the results, and they come up with 100% agreement with the test, you know, where they pull ballots and they just test, and you're getting the same results, that I don't know why. I'm not sure why you would want to change the machine.
I have a couple issues with the machine. First, I don't like the machine voting.
This is beyond that.
But beyond that.
Right.
But we have a history in Shasta County of changing machines. This is not something new. The first set of machines that we bought to get away from the paper ballots, we used one time in one election, several hundred thousand dollars. And the state then turned right around and said, nope, those are not acceptable. And so we had to get rid of those, and we were not reimbursed, and we again had to purchase a whole new system. And then we went for a period of time, and I don't remember why, don't remember all the circumstances, but we went for a period of elections where we did paper ballots again.
Give me a time range on this.
Well, okay, so we're talking someplace between 1990 and 2006.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, because it was all in that period.
Right.
We did the several different election things. Dominion was a topic of conversation at that time. We chose not to do Dominion because of the issues that had been reported in their history. I mean, Dominion's this is not a new deal with Dominion.
Such as?
Different countries had issues. Uh-huh. The issue with Dominion, in my mind, and again, maybe something that I just picked up and remembered, is the fact that, in fact, it is hooked, can be hooked to the Internet.
But they're not. But they can be.
But they're not.
But they're not.
Well, how do you know they're not?
Well,
and that's the
okay. Well,
yeah,
how,
and that's
how do
my
we know?
Issue.
How do we know that Trish Clark and Les Baugh didn't get together and make a plan and do something?
Money on it.
I know. And make a plan to do something that was illegal because we trust Trish Clark. right?
Yeah, and we don't trust Dominion. And
it's not that you don't trust Dominion. You don't trust Kathy Garland Allen. What you're saying is, and she's corrupt. And I don't believe that.
Well, I'm not.
Because the way that somebody could do that is the clerk has to do that without people knowing. And how would you do that?
Well, I wouldn't say that that's exactly, and that's certainly where I'm not making it personal.
Oh, no, I know you're not, but because you're saying what's happened. And
it's a proven fact that, in my mind,
uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm one of the ones that do not believe that Joe Biden, as you know, was elected. I believe that was a tainted election, and I believe Dominion machines were a part of that.
Okay.
Now, having said that, I would never have voted to have the Dominion machines in Shasta County to begin with.
Right.
And I don't disagree with them getting rid of them. Now, having said that,
phone lines are lighting up.
Oh, wait, okay. Surprise, surprise. But having said that,
uh-huh.
I don't understand. Let me, how do I phrase this? Her absolute rancor at getting rid of the machines. It's almost like they're trying to dissect a part of her body away. Why does she care that much?
Well, I can't speak for Kathy Darlin Allen, okay, because I just read things in the paper. She's been on the show several times. She's answered all the questions. I mean, you know, how they make, you know, how they do all this. I think it could be is they're saying is they want to get away with the Dominion machines because of there's a chance that they have been corrupted. And yet, if you look at the elections we've had over the last couple of years, there's been people elected that are against the Dominion voting machines. And
absolutely.
So I'd look at it kind of like, okay, but look at all these, but look at, you know, what's happened in the voting. And I think she's taking it personally, and this is just me. I think she's taking it personally, and you shouldn't.
No.
Because this is politics. And that's all it is.
Yeah. And they voted, and now they're going to get rid of them.
So let's do it. And do it. Now, what do they bring in? There's two other machines they can bring in. You know, and people say that really you should just vote in person unless you've got a physical disability or you're deployed.
And in deployed. State of California will not allow that.
No, they don't. They mail out a ballot to everybody. But
exactly.
For about the last 15 years, 20 years, most of Shasta County votes by mail.
But absentee ballots are totally different than mailed out ballots.
That's true.
And that's how they were voting before. They were requesting absentee ballots.
And,
I have a
lot
of people who do that.
Okay. Okay, Dolores. You're on, Dolores. Dolores.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear because you have some kind of delay on the phone.
Well, that's because when people say bad words, we can gives us 7 seconds to push the button.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't started yet. but anyway, so I was calling because what you were saying about Kathy. And you say that you don't believe she's corrupt, but there's a lot of evidence that she is, shows that she is corrupt. And
you're going to have to lay out the evidence, Dolores. You can't just say
somebody.
Okay,
I know. I'll give you some details. 2013, she actually went to the board supervisor and request for documents at the voting department for documents to be destroyed when a criminal case is pending. You know, we all know, and you cannot destroy evidence while a criminal case is pending. She actually went to the board to request for those documents to be destroyed when she was actually a witness and to testify. And also, you know, they voted on that. So you can't say that, I mean, you can say what you want, but I could say that she is corrupt. And you know, just like we all say, you know, we hear about all, just to make an example of how we all hear that, you know, somebody shot somebody. Oh, it wasn't the gun. Okay, it wasn't the gun. It's the person who uses the gun and pulls the trigger. It's the same thing. Kathy Garland is behind that voting machine, so she could do whatever she wants to make it happen. So, like I said, there's evidence that she did destroy evidence. In
collusion with the Board of Supervisors who voted, obviously, to destroy that evidence. quote.
Well, that was the previous board supervisor, but she knew better. So Ruben Cruz, the attorney also, and all the other previous board of supervisors, they all committed the crime, the same crime that Kathy did.
All right.
Sorry.
Thanks, Dolores.
Thanks, Dolores.
Thank you.
I really don't, from my opinion, I just I don't want it out there that I'm attacking any of this on a personal basis.
No,
because I'm not.
No,
had I been on the board at this point in time, had the ability to get rid of the Dominion machines, I would have done it in a heartbeat.
Well, here's
for nothing else than the perception.
There you go. That's where I was going to say that.
In the community,
yes.
And in the state, and a lot of people.
A lot of different areas.
A lot of different areas believe they're corrupt machines. And to me, why keep them then? Get rid of them. Get something that isn't, have that perception, and move on.
Okay, let me give you your final part of of the conspiracy here.
Okay.
Just because they're not hooked to the internet doesn't mean that there's not something in the machine itself that somebody can go from afar and get into it. You know what I mean? Like a Wi-Fi?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And the other thing,
I could be totally wait a minute. Nathan, you're the IT guy. If you're not hooked to the internet, that means nobody can get into it. It's a standalone machine, right?
No.
Tell me.
Like my iPad.
There's lots of ways that you can work around that problem. But I mean, if you're going to talk about directly, then no.
Okay, directly if it's hooked up, no. But there's, like he says, he's got. I just found out a month ago that he has an IT degree. He's just been sitting on it. Yeah.
I hadn't used it in 20 years. Am I going to?
Okay.
I just would say that that's the issue. There is kinds of, half votes that show up and then change. They're too much
the big thing with me
it.
Is.
Get rid of the perception of the Dominion.
The big thing with me is votes that show up, several thousand that show up late. And it doesn't mean that from the Dominion. It means there's people. There's people involved with this. And there are people who believe if it's for the good of the country, we need to do this, right? And that's what they use to totally break down their moral character to do things. Okay, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
JastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from JastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Should I go into my southern? I can go into a North Carolina or South Carolina.
I can go into a southern drawl
in a second. Y'all, okay.
Y'all don't have any problems with that.
Y'all know that Maxwell Insurance and Financial is the place to go to. They've got all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. And Judy Maxwell's been helping people since 1993. We have our insurance with Judy Maxwell, and we're very happy with it. And it's been working great. And every year she gives me a little, sends me some stuff and talks to me about, okay, this is where the insurance is and blah, blah, blah. Because after I get insurance, I usually forget about it. You know, it just comes out automatically. So, but hey, if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plan or insurance or your 401ks, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know what? He calls during the break so he can get on, so we have more time. Nick does this.
We could just talk until a couple minutes left.
7:43,
and then
call him on. But I just can't wait to hear what he's going to say today.
Good morning, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, the reason I do that is because you sometimes are sensitive to my questions or my accusations. Hey, Carl, I want to get back to the voting machine thing.
Okay, we're not finished with it.
Okay, well, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I did a straw poll myself, and I asked well over 200 people, and I just asked them yes or no, do you trust the vote counting machines? And I got less than 15 yeses. I mean, it was 95% no. I asked people at stoplights I never saw before. No, they don't trust the vote counting machines.
Now, wait a minute. Is that any vote counting machine, or did you say vote counting machine or Dominion?
No, I mixed it up. I said Dominion, and other times I said vote counting machine.
Okay.
But the thing is, what it really comes down to, Carl, is trust. We don't trust our government.
That's true.
And the thing is, you know, you look at Kathy Darling Allen. I don't have anything to say about her. I've never talked to her. I've listened to her side. I've listened to the other side. But it appears to me that she has been elected to run our elections, and she's telling us we're going to have these machines whether you like it or not. How are we supposed to trust somebody like that when we don't trust these machines? And, well, that's too bad. These are good machines, and you're going to take them. And then, you know, we have made a stand here in Shasta County that we don't want these machines. So now it goes up to the state, and the state says you're going to use a machine whether you like it or not.
A when machine.
Is our government
a going machine.
To turn around and be for the people, of the people, by the people?
Well, here I can tell you why. It's because the state of California has become a one-party system. You know
thanks
that.
Thanks to term limits.
Yeah. A one-party system.
What do you mean, thanks to term limits?
You got rid of Willie Brown, but what you did is put in a situation where you have a bunch of bureaucrats running this state. Nobody's in office long enough to even find out where the bathroom is. They go from one seat to another seat to another seat with a political game instead of the people of the state of California taking it upon themselves to vote people in and out if they're not doing their job and back in if they are.
Well,
we didn't want to be bothered doing that, so we put in term limits to get rid of Willie Brown, and this is what we ended up with.
Well, Willie Nelson would probably do a better job.
I think you're right.
You're right in a sense, Trish, but that law that was passed because we wanted to get rid of entrenched bad politicians.
Willie Brown was a pretty good operator, there's no question about it, but he kept a lot of... I met with him several times. He was a very interesting gentleman.
Kamala Harris is his understudy.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't know anything. I mean, that was certainly part of the conversation at the time, but I was in the Bay Area at the time.
But going back to what you said, Nick, the bottom line on this is we don't have a choice. You will use voting machines. You know, the vast majority of people that I've seen say you should show ID. When you vote.
Absolutely.
And yet that doesn't happen either because of this mentality that Democrats have that, you know, people of color don't have enough intelligence to get a ID card, which is absolutely ridiculous. It is racist for them to say things like that. But the voting machines, it's either Dominion, you've got two others. It's one of the three. Now, could Shasta County say, we don't want to use that. We're going to count them all by hand. We add this much money, you know, to the budget so that we hire another 100 people or 10 people or 20, whatever it is. And every ballot comes in, we count them by hand. With two or three observers from either side, and they count them by hand. Now, is there more chances of a mistake being counted by hand by an individual than it is by a machine that just goes through there and scans it?
Well, I don't think so.
Wait, here's why. Okay.
And here's why. We did it that way for years. And at the polls closed at 8 o'clock, about between 8:10 and 8:15, you got the absentee ballot count. That was the first thing of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And you got all of those. They'd all been counted.
Those things had already been counted.
They'd all been counted, and at 8 o'clock, they were get totaled. They'd all been counted. At 8 o'clock, they were totaled.
And then
let me just finish. By 10:30, 11 o'clock every night, every vote in all of the counties were counted, done, it was over.
So why'd we change the system?
I have no idea, Nick,
so
because
it worked.
So an
example to me is Florida counted their votes and had
totals
at night. Shasta County, who's got less than 200,000 citizens, we can't do that. Maybe we could count Shasta County's ballots by hand and do the state and feds by machine, but the bottom line is trust.
Yeah.
And I don't see where our election department is working to get our trust back.
There you go. Good point, Nick. Can't argue with
that. And again, it's perception.
It's perception.
Thanks a lot, Nick. Thanks for taking the whole segment. Let's talk about something really important. Oh, let's go to, is it Bayan? Bayan. Is that correct? Okay, Bayan, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity. What I'd like to speak about is, or maybe in a question first, did you see in the district attorney's race with Eric Jensen versus Stephanie Bridget, the printouts, the turnout for the in-person voting at, I don't know, whatever, some 100-odd precincts that there were in Shasta County? Did you see that?
I'm sure I looked at all the stats, but I don't remember them, Bayan. So I
did, and I was trying to get Eric Jensen into that position. 20 years is way too long to be in any position like Stephanie has, and I think her record's abominable. But so I did what I could civically to work with Eric and help promote him.
Uh-huh.
And everybody in my neighborhood obviously said they would vote for him. So after the fact, I went to the different precincts. I got a printout of every single precinct she only won maybe two or three out of maybe 100 or so. I'm averaging on how many in-person precincts there were. In all the precincts that Eric won, he didn't win by 10%. He did not win by 20. He won by like 300%, 400%, 500%. Here in Shingletown, it was like 27-5 in his favor at the volunteer fire department and something similar at the church. Even at places like City Hall and fire departments, and if you think about it, you're going to vote. If there's a voting booth where you work, that's probably where you're going to vote, right? Like it's just a couple feet away. You're not going to drive somewhere else to drop your ballot off. So at places that you would think would be her base, government officials, City Hall, fire departments, etc., all of them almost all exclusively voted for Eric by hundreds of percentage points. Which is a landslide beyond, you know, if someone wins by 10%, 20%, or an issue wins, that's a landslide. He had literally 400 or 500%. So what we're told to believe is that the mail-in voters are so completely different than the in-person voters that they are 8 to 10 times differently, 1,000% different than the people that walked in and handed their ballot in. And again, this is at precincts that were government places of business. So, of course, many of the employees there voted there, and they voted for Eric. So those are the facts, and I have the paperwork, so it's kind of hard to swallow. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Certainly, the lack of trust of what's going on with our elections is overwhelming, and I couldn't agree more.
I mean, these are facts. I have the printout of all the precincts. How could that be? If he won by one or two votes at 40% or 60% of the precincts, okay, there's some fudge room. It's called the margin of error, we're supposed to believe. That's within 2 or 3 percentage points, the margin of error. We're supposed to believe that 500-700% in-person voting, overwhelmingly 95% in his favor plus, is supposed to be completely different than the people who mailed it in. And I did report it to the Election Fraud Commission in California. But, you know, there's so much going on. And the sad thing is that we're making national news in Shasta County like we're some crazed people who won't accept the ballots. And they want to paint us with this MAGA brush when all it is, and I'm not a MAGA. All I want is truth and transparency, like I think we all demand if we're going to expect democracy and the constitutional rights to be upheld. So I think that everyone still needs to dig deep into that DA race because it's obvious. I mean, it was so obvious that something's fishy. Something's rotten in Denmark, as Hamlet would say. And I would just like to finish that on the same demand for transparency. I personally am starting a campaign to get the Shasta sheriffs to finally embrace and use body cams. And all the other departments, big, large, and small, all use them from Tehama to LAPD. I've spoke with the sheriff before. Their feeble excuses were it's too cumbersome, expensive, or whatever. Well, all the other departments are able to do it from tens of thousands to cops to two or three. And most all of them say after they've been using them, they actually embrace them and it protects them. It would certainly protect us citizens from lawsuits. And I think would also help to give us more transparency and more justice, because I've suffered injustice here in Shasta County, so I'm becoming active, and that's why I'm pushing for body cams for sheriffs, so what happened to me doesn't happen to the next person, and we have a right to redress and get the government body cam footage so you and your children and everybody in perpetuity in Shasta County can have transparency with the people who hold sway over us, the ones with the guns.
Okay, Brian.
Thank you so much.
Is it Bion or Bion? What is it?
It's Beyond. Beyond.
Okay,
yeah.
Beyond. Okay, we got to run. We're way over. But thanks for your phone call.
Well,
thanks
you
very much.
Thank you so much. First-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay,
all right.
Well, hang in there, buddy. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
poker tournaments are in full swing here at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have a seat waiting just for you, so get in on the action with $70 buy-ins on Thursdays and $115 buy-ins on Sundays. Join us in the poker room at 5 p.m. for buy-ins, and the games will start at 6 p.m. with late entry and re-entry available until first break. Come visit us in the poker room or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way.
Get it?
Every day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and the Raider Nation here, because I'm with Trish. 7:53 in the morning on the 26th of January, 2023. It's going to be a beautiful day today, my friends. This portion of the show is brought to you by REU. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, electric vehicle, electric bike, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And speaking about electricity, I saw where, Gavin Newsom, in a sudden turnabout, wants to keep, he wants to keep Diablo Canyon nuclear reactor on for another several years, because if you take it out, there goes like 15% of all electricity in California.
Whoops.
Well, of course, the environmental groups are fighting it. But then the Regulatory Commission for Nukes has said, well, you can't just come in after telling us 4 years ago, 5 years ago, you're going to shut down. You got to put in a whole bunch more stuff. So they didn't give the approval, so now they've got PG&E's got to go back and push a bunch more information to them. But, you know, they were planning this whole time to phase it out, and now they want them to keep it going. So how much is that going to cost? Because there's certain things. Okay, we're not going to do the gardening over here. We're not going to, we're going to keep the water moving until this thing's over. Well, now they've got to go back and rebuild. At the same time, there's been 6 or 7, one specifically out of Washington State, that have been approved by the nuclear regulatory system for smaller nuclear sites that can put out so many 100,000 megawatts in all of this, and have met all, they've jumped through all the hurdles. Now the question is, where are they going to put them? And like I said, they're small, but one of them could handle all electricity probably in Redding, Anderson, and the city of Shasta Lake at 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. So you're looking down at your paper and drawing circles. Does this mean that you're not crazy about nukes?
No, I don't have an issue with them at all. I don't. And I every time they try to figure out a way where they can go green totally to create enough electricity to meet the needs of the American people, there's no logic involved in it whatsoever. When you talk about electric cars, you talk about this and you talk about that. And then you try to figure out where in the world does the electricity come from to do all of these great things they're talking about. It's not there. It's just not there. And you can't put up enough windmills solar. You can't do it. And then disposing of the solar panels and the windmills and all of that down the line, if you just kind of stop and think about for 5 minutes, you go, well, that just can't work. It just can't work.
Well, and you talk about ravaging the environment, what it costs. I mean, they have to move, I've read this in several places, something like 500,000 tons of earth.
To build the batteries.
Yeah. For one.
Exactly.
And, we've got to come up with another way. I think nuclear energy is the way to do it.
Probably is.
I think that if you want to phase out of, natural gas
I don't see
like
any reason to do that.
Well,
God put it there for a reason.
Ticks, too.
That's exactly right.
Mosquitoes.
Exactly.
Stingrays.
But you got it.
Stupid people.
What are you going to do?
What do you got? We'll see.
I'm just saying that it doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, the fact that natural gas and propane are at the rate they are in the state of California is absolutely obscene.
Oh, my. We talked about this.
My
natural gas bill almost doubled in a month.
Yes. And I looked back. I thought, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? And I went back and looked at last year, exactly the same periods, how much I was using. I'm not using anymore, and my bill is double what it was last year.
Chuck Kinney said it a year ago.
Yes, he did.
That elections have consequences, and then nothing has changed except it has caught up with us up here when it comes to natural gas. And there's this huge shortage because of the hard winter they had back in the Midwest. But still, there's
a huge shortage because our president 2 years ago came in and shut all the plants down. And somebody came along and said, why are the prices so high? I almost leap through the TV when somebody says something like that. Are you so stupid that you don't know when he came in and shut off all of the mining and shut off the pipelines and did all that, you didn't realize that the price of natural gas and electricity was going up? And the price of gas, and how did that happen?
Not the next day.
Why is our gas so high?
Not the next day, but over, look at it where it is now. $3.85 for a gallon of gas. That's the cheapest.
I paid yesterday. I had 30 cents in discount, paid, and I'm driving a car that uses regular gas. I paid $3.77 a gallon. Is that insane?
Yeah.
God.
Okay.
And why did that happen?
I would like to make an announcement in our last minute here before I have to break for the law, is that Odina the Wonder Horse is coming home today.
Oh, nice.
Yep. The infection that she had gotten after getting damaged and was so bad. Came the bone, a little chip of bone had slept off and was trying to work its way out. So Dr. Shaw down at Crossroads Veterinary jumped right on it. We didn't wait a day. Got in there, cleaned it out, and she is ready to come home, except she really gets upset when she's in there. Not really upset, I mean, how horse. But what she did is when Linda and I were in there, and, you know, we're petting her and brushing her, and she looks at us and turns around and faces away from us, gives us her butt. The ultimate insult a horse can do. So, but we're bringing her home today. All right, we'll be right back after the news.
KNCR, Shasta, Redding.
Clugston in Washington. Ukraine was hit with more Russian military strikes today, killing at least 11 people. The attacks come a day after the U.S. and Germany announced they would supply sophisticated armored tanks to the Ukrainians.
These tanks pose no offensive threat to Russia. They do pose a threat to Russian soldiers and units that are in Ukraine. They're very powerful, very capable.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Secretary of State Blinken will travel to Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank this weekend. It will be his first trip to the Middle East this year. It comes amid an escalation in Israeli-Palestinian violence and just hours after an Israeli raid on suspected terrorists in the West Bank. Palestinian officials say that raid killed 9 people in the deadliest such incident this year. The 25-year-old school teacher in Newport News, Virginia, who was shot and wounded by a 6-year-old, plans to sue the school district. Her lawyer, Diane Toscano, accuses administrators of failing to act after they were warned that the boy had a gun.
The administrator downplayed the report from the teacher and the possibility of a gun, saying, and I quote, "Well, he has little pockets." This is outrageous.
Last night, the school board voted to fire its district superintendent. He has been sharply criticized by parents and teachers since the shooting. Authorities say the 72-year-old gunman who killed 11 people in the Southern California ballroom dance hall had no known connection with the victims. Investigators are still trying to determine a motive for the massacre. Yesterday, Vice President Harris met with victims' families in Monterey Park. More at townhall.com.
Attention, this is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-7495. Vehicle protection plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-279-7495 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-279-7495. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-7495. Again, 800-279-7495.
There's a new poll on a Biden-Trump rematch, and correspondent Rich Thomason says it echoes the findings of an earlier survey released several months ago.
This time it's an Emerson College poll that finds Mr. Trump defeating President Biden in 2024. 44% of respondents say they would support Trump, 41% for Biden. 10% would rather back someone else, while 4% of the respondents say they are undecided. Emerson notes that since its last national survey in November, Trump support has risen 3 percentage points, while Biden's has dropped 4. Rich Thomason reporting.
Facebook parent Meta is reinstating Donald Trump's personal account after a 2-year suspension following the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol. The company said it is adding new guardrails to ensure there are no repeat offenders who violate its rules. News and analysis at townhall.com. The United Nations says the production of opium increased sharply in Myanmar, rising to a 9-year high.
The annual opium survey conducted by the United Nations shows that production in Myanmar increased sharply last year, the first growing season after the coup in 2021, which has plunged much of the country into a civil war. The UN believes rising economic hardship and insecurity is the reason, along with higher global prices for the opium resin that's used to make heroin. Since the coup, the UN has also monitored even larger increases in synthetic drug production.
That report from the BBC's Jonathan Head. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster is pressing forward with efforts to further restrict abortion. In his annual State of the State speech, the Republican said he will petition for a rehearing after the state Supreme Court recently struck down the abortion ban. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark. Because it's Thursday morning. Hey, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. It's a, I tell you what, it's a real plus to have Shasta Regional Medical Center in our community. They're top of the line. They're on the cutting edge of technology with new procedures where you don't have to go to San Francisco or Point South to be able to have the same great treatment and the same newest procedures right here in Shasta County. Nate's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. And, of course, Trish Clark. Mm-hmm.
54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 67 and sunny. Mostly clear, a low of 40 degrees this evening. On Friday, mostly sunny and a high of 63. Friday night, mostly clear. Saturday, areas of frost and then sunny, high of 58 and a low of 33. Sunday, slight chance of showers. Let's hope it does that, and a high of 49 Sunday night, low of 30 on Monday, kind of cooling off, a high of 48, and on Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 29, likely getting some frost out there. If you've got some plants that are needing protected, now's the time to kind of maybe do some of that cover cloth and protect them. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 50. Looking like maybe widespread frost on Tuesday night, and everybody should kind of watch out for that. So be looking at that, and we're still hoping for some rain towards the first part of February, the end of January. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Gateway Unified School District is in the news again. Okay, this...
Positive things, right?
No.
Positive.
Well, ever since they had the election, and Gateway said they want to take back their school district,
yes?
And they
yeah.
won... You know, and that's what elections have consequences.
Well, they do, and they elected those people. You know, the people that ran that are making these differences were elected.
And it wasn't just three
numbers.
Yeah, it wasn't just three people running for the whole school board. It was a number of people. Anyway, claiming that Gateway's Unified School District is violating the constitutional separation of church and state, the Board of Trustees has been asked to cease imposing prayer upon our students, staff, and community members by holding prayers during its meetings. A lawyer from the Freedom from Religion Foundation, an interesting name, sent a letter to the trustees Tuesday claiming the Reading School District violated the Constitution's Establishment Clause when it voted to hold a prayer before the panel's meeting last week. And this is, I think this is from, I'm not sure, if it came from the Gateway Citizens Committee or if this one was just something, you know, somebody came up. And you can have prayers in public meetings.
Yes.
But not according to this. You can't have them when it has anything to do with school. They said, you know, that if because I'd like quote, to see, quote separation.
But you know, that's not in the Constitution, so that this yeah. would be a good case for somebody to go ahead, file your lawsuit, and let's just do it. Because, you know, the precedent that was set when somebody finally listened to a speech about separation of church and state, that is not in the Constitution, was never the intention of the founding fathers.
It was a state religion is what they were talking about.
The separation of church and state came from a speech, a letter that was written to the Danbury Church. And it talked in the letter, and I've forgotten all the facts of it. We used to talk about it on Constitution Day. But there was a letter written that talked about the fact, the separation of church and state. It's not in our Constitution. I've had people challenge me on that for years. And in fact, I carry a copy of the Constitution in my purse at all times and point out to them that that is not what it says.
Next to your pistol?
Yeah, right next to my pistol.
According to the attorney, Christopher Line, who sent the letter, it violates, we said that, separation of church and state. There have been court cases in recent years, according to this attorney, that have upheld forbidding prayers at school board meetings. While prayers are legally allowed at meetings of other locally elected boards and councils, as they do at the city council, they have a prayer every time they open.
Well,
praying for guidance, probably. School trustee.
Well, and our schools certainly need it.
Say they're different because they sometimes involve students. That's
well, we might. Gosh forbid. I mean, that's
I wonder if you could have a prayer. Moment. I wonder if you could have a moment of silence. Well, students are praying during test times. I mean, all the time.
What is? I love the saying that there's no atheist in a foxhole.
Yeah. Well, some people claim they were atheists in foxholes, but obviously not with incoming. This is the second thing they've been hit with. The first one was about their meeting on the hiring of a superintendent, and they went back and rescinded that because it was done in a closed meeting. So they've gone back to fix that. You know, one of the things we talked about was transgenderism the other day. We had SCOE in here. You know, after the decision by SCOE on a 6-1 vote for transgender rights at the SCOE level.
Okay, so let's just
the Shasta County Office of Education
exit.
At that level, not in the school districts. This is going to be having to come from the school districts.
And the vote by SCOE was 6-1.
6-1.
To what?
To have transgender, to protect transgender students from bullying, blah, blah, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't mean blah, blah, but et cetera. And my question was, well, what about students? And there are students in, there are students under the SCOE aspect, you know, at,
yes.
at the, you know, at, they have three schools and it's juvenile hall. And then another school, which is used to be like Oasis was, where you have the, you know, students have been in trouble and all that.
Like Pioneer.
Yeah, and then there's a third one. But it has no impact on the individual school districts. And my question was, well, what about people that feel uncomfortable with, you know, males being in female locker rooms?
Mm-hmm.
And what they said was there could be a transgender locker room. Yeah.
You know, they can. Well.
In other words, I mean, you know, they don't want to go into, if a male's transgender, you know, wants to transition into, to a female, and they don't feel comfortable in the men's locker room, even though they've got all the physical attributes of a male, and they want to go into a female's locker room.
The females in there don't want them in there.
Yeah. In many cases.
And right. rightly so.
So this is going to be a big one. Anyway, Mark, good morning. Hello, Mark. You're on.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I just wanted to kind of, you know, straighten you guys out up there about this church and state thing. You're missing the point. The point is this. It wasn't that they didn't want the religion in the schools when the founding fathers set up the Constitution. They didn't want government in the churches. That's what the whole point is. I mean, in God we trust. You go over all the founding documents. They refer to God on everything. And the fact is they didn't want the government controlling the churches. It's not that they don't want religion in government. That's ridiculous. And
well,
this has been so twisted and so backward that it's insane if you think about it, how if you go to the documents, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, go to Washington, D.C., and walk around. There's references to God everywhere.
Mark, let me just say, so what are you correcting in what I said? That was exactly what I said. The Founding Fathers never intended to separate God out of our churches. They said government couldn't do anything about religion.
Well, what if I'm correcting is that it's okay to have religion in government. It's just not okay to have government in religion.
You're absolutely right.
And
don't argue
that.
A bit.
The way
wouldn't argue that
the way I've read it before is that because they came from a country that had that you could only have one religion.
There you go.
That they wanted to have freedom of religion, not to have, you know, to try and break it out of our daily life was not what they intended. They just didn't want a state, didn't want to have a state forced religion on somebody.
Exactly. That's the point.
Yeah.
They didn't want a state sponsored religion.
Yes. Yes.
It's not that they didn't want to have religion in the state. So you got to be clear on that because if you get that mixed up, it sounds like you're not supposed to have any religion at all in the schools or in the government or anything, and that's not how it works.
Nope.
You're not supposed to have any government in the religion.
Well, we're all violently agreeing about that.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more.
Okay.
Maybe I misunderstood, but I thought I'd call and straighten you guys.
Yeah, no, you're not straightening that. I've made speeches about that for the last 30 years.
I've got the blood pressure cuff on Trish. We're okay. Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, you guys have a great day.
All right. Hey, but we're talking about these. Somebody gave me, Terry called me and he said, and gave me a printout.
Yeah.
And you've seen this because somebody talked to you. This started back like in 1999. It's AB 537 and it goes 2000, 2003, 2007, 2 in 2007, 9, 10, 2 and 10, and 1 and 11. And it's just if you look at it, putting them together, like in 2000, all K through 12 public schools are required to include human relations education in order to foster appreciation of California's diverse population. In 2003, new sexual health standards, and this is SB 71, teaches children in grades 5 through 12 that any, and I'm taking this from the person that gave it to me, okay? Yeah. I'm just reading this. That any consensual sexual behavior is safe as long as you protect yourself with a condom. Teaches that homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexuality are normal. Well, this started back in 2003, if indeed this is exactly what it says. I have not looked it up, but each year, it just gets a little more.
This has been in our school for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been in language. This is the same thing as them trying to say, oh, our schools don't have critical race theory. They don't have a class called critical race theory. But if you look at their word problems, you look at their geography lessons, you look at their history lessons or their math, they incorporate this process of teaching them about critical race theory, about the sexual education, about gender is a choice, all these different things. You go back to all of the things, it's wrong.
Well, the bottom line on this, what Scoy was saying, and I think we all agree on this, no child should be bullied. No child.
For anything.
For anything. No child should be bullied. No child should fear going to school because of who they think, you know, who they are, who they think they are, who, you know, what religion, what race, any of this. And I so heartily agree with that.
Absolutely.
But you shouldn't, you know, no child. The white heterosexual male child should also not be bullied, just like
by
a transgender female should not be bullied. Anyway, we got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is not for assisted living. No, this is active seniors. This is Northern California's premier retirement community. Down there close to Turtle Bay, they welcome pets. They have beautiful living accommodations. They have a gourmet chef. Everything's taken care of there for you. It's a great place to say, okay, I'm going to go out and travel. and all your stuff's there and safe, and you can go out and travel for several weeks and then go back.
Not worry about a broken fence.
Oh, a broken pipe, a water pipe.
A hot water heater overflowing.
Yeah, and they have a new program for moderate income families. So why don't you give Brian a call at 530-221-2121 to see what River Commons can do for you. Go on, get a personalized tour, have lunch, meet the people. You won't be sorry. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They've received 4 out of 5 stars and 5 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, heart failure care, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. I mean, this place is rated A by the Bullfrog organization, which rates every hospital in America. And you may want to check out the hospital you're going to. Do they have an A rating? What kind of rating do they have? Shasta Regional has got the highest in the area. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Trish Clark, and I heard the phones ringing again, but let's go on to something else. What was the other thing I had? Oh, Trump!
Okay.
Trump is being allowed back on Facebook. Okay, you ask why I'm laughing.
I didn't know that he was kicked off Facebook.
Oh, he's kicked off all of them. He's kicked off of all of them.
They didn't go back on, what's the one he...
Twitter. I think he's going back on Twitter.
Has he? I don't...
Well, you know, Elon Musk said he's
welcomed. Well, he said he welcomed him. He welcomed him, but I don't know that he went back on.
Oh, and here's good news. Adam Schiff, Congressman Schiff, is throwing his hat into the race for Senate.
Why is
said
that
democracy
good
at great risk.
Why is that good news? I thought you were going to say something like he's taking a long voyage or he's been banned from ever running for office again.
Well,
he's actually been brought up on charges for all the lies that he tells.
Well, he's got kicked off the Intelligence Committee along with, who was that other guy that was had the affair with the communist Chinese lady?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he wasn't married.
Pillow talk.
Yeah, he wasn't married at the time. It wasn't like he was cheating. It was just that he had this affair with a Chinese agent.
Yeah.
And they kicked him off the Intelligence Committee, too. And you can't do that. Well, yeah, we can, because we have, we have proof here.
Elections have consequences.
There you go. I don't make this up.
It
just happened.
I have to tell you that I watch so little news. I have several sources that I check on a regular basis for what's actually happening that probably agree with my opinion more, but most of them give both sides of the story, but actually just say what's happened, and a lot of them don't give their opinion. And so I read that every day, and I get news briefs and what have you. But as far as watching any network news, I just don't watch any of it, even Fox, because it's all so tainted and so...
They
don't give you any news anymore. They give you opinions. I mean, you can go from one station to another, and they've got... First off, I think they all get a briefing in the morning. This is the news of the day because they all tell the same story, even Fox. Newsmax is about the only one that is maybe a little more balanced. And Daily Wire. I would say I listen to Daily Wire more than anything else because they all disagree with each other over a lot of the things. But it is a conservative bend.
Okay, I don't know whether to announce this next thing because... Sometimes when something happens in another state, is it something we should talk about because it gives crazy people the idea?
Maybe not.
Yeah, well, in this case...
We got enough crazies going on here. We don't need any help.
In North Carolina, somebody... And I guess this is something you do. When you go to the gas station and you grab the gas, the gas handle for the pump, do you ever look at it? The gas pump, and you just reach in there and grab it.
Yeah.
Well, they found in like six different service stations somebody's put razor blades.
Oh, yuck.
On there. So, now what I'm going to do is before I stick my hand around there, I'm going to look at, I've never heard of this before.
I haven't either, but yeah, I'm not sure you should have said that.
No, well,
there's
crazy people out there.
There is crazy people out there, just incredibly.
And here's one of the crazy things.
You can't make all this stuff up.
That horrible tragedy with that 72-year-old Asian guy who went into a ballroom dancing place where they were celebrating the Chinese Lunar New Year, and went in there and shot all those people. The weirdest thing about that, how when it first came out, everybody was talking about white racism and, this is the cause of it. And then when they find out that he was a Chinese guy and he was having a domestic violence thing going on, and he looked like he was using an illegal firearm along with one that he had legally purchased. the thing about it is that you would think, and they say, okay, this is obviously an internal thing. It's an Asian guy. Now, when I say internal, it wasn't racial. It was something else. No, they doubled down on it and said it's because of the oppressiveness of white racism that helped cause this. And, you know, when you see things like that, I just go, are you kidding me? Here's a guy that had a problem. It was Asian guys shooting Asian people, which is horrible, absolutely horrible. But to try and blame that on...
It just doesn't make sense to me. Carl, that's a problem with our media.
There's no rhyme or reason
to where they'll go off on something. I mean, this whole thing with the documents, the confidential documents, how in the world you can... You just can't put it all together. You got Hillary Clinton, who destroyed, knowingly destroyed, hundreds of confidential documents, which she never should have had in the first place.
Thousands.
Which should never, ever have been in a server.
A public server.
On a public server, in a closet. They beat the stuff to death. She washed it with that bleach stuff. She did all those things.
They took hammers to it.
They took and they turn around and they make a big deal out of Donald Trump and his stuff. Where they'd been in there, told them, put a padlock on this door. They knew where the documents were. They did the whole thing. They made a big deal about the fact that he didn't have all these things and what have you.
Right before the election.
But he was the president of the United States. He had every right to have the documents in the first place. And he can declassify anything, and there's no question about it. Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, neither one, or Pence for that matter, were presidents of the United States.
They cannot declassify.
They shouldn't have had the documents. And yet, the only one they want to make a big deal out of is Trump, and the rest of them, oh, gosh, nothing
well,
to see here.
Well, I can say this.
Gosh,
is
darn
that,
it.
That finally the major media started getting after, you know, like the press secretary is totally in over her head, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And when CBS is asking questions, and then, no, they've all been found on a Wednesday and Thursday, they find more, and they're now searching every place.
After the election and blah, blah, blah,
oh, they
blah,
knew
blah.
About it before the election.
Exactly.
They just didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's
okay.
So,
let's get back on time here. We've got to take a quick break.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by the fellows down at Shasta at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business. I've never had a bad haircut there. 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. They work by appointment, so you can make it work on your schedule. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Try it out. If you've never tried it out before, go on in there. They don't talk politics, and I think that's refreshing. Sports, anything else you want to talk about, they can talk about. But they just don't talk about politics. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
OneSafe Place and Golden Valley Bank present The After Party, the first annual OneSafe Place Crab Feed After Party, February 4th at the Shafter District Fairgrounds, with doors opening at 7:30. Featuring the music of the Lance Michael Cornwall Band, so bring your dancing shoes. Proceeds from this after party help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets available at theafterparty2023.eventbrite.com. The After Party, February 4th, Shafter District Fairgrounds. Doors open at 7, 21 and up. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit theafterparty2023.eventbrite.com.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección No. 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business for 15 years, and has been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. How's your blood pressure? Ready?
Well, my blood pressure's good.
Okay, here you go. The Vermont Supreme Court has just upheld an ordinance allowing non-citizens to cast votes in local and municipal elections. They said they could only vote if they were in the country legally. And in the city of Winooski, that was in Montpelier, Vermont, and then the city of Winooski followed suit in 2020. And Democrats approved these changes to both charters and overrode Republican Governor Phil Scott when he vetoed the measure. So they filed two lawsuits seeking to declare non-citizens voting unconstitutional in both municipalities.
That should go without question that it's unconstitutional. Our laws
ruling,
are written for this, for citizens.
Ruling the rules complied with the state constitution. Well, maybe their state constitution is different. Non-citizen residents in the capital city of Montpelier may continue to vote in municipal elections. They can't vote in federal or state. The court argued that allowing non-citizens to vote does not violate the state constitution because citizenship requirements only apply to federal elections. So,
check their constitution.
It's another chip. I think San Francisco did that. They can vote in local elections over there. So
I want to go back to the top shop we were talking about before about the public school laws, because there's just one that just really kind of states that it was passed in 2010.
And again, this is a synopsis given to us by somebody. I have not read it totally.
So it's 2010. It's called SB 543, and it allows school staff to remove children age 12 and older from government schools and take them off campus for counseling sessions without parental permission or involvement.
Was that 545?
543.
Oh, okay.
543. So my issue is that with the schools, and we wonder, this happened, we talked about Gateway School District. This happened in school districts across the United States. And I think it was because of the pandemic, and we finally had parents paying attention to what our children have been being taught in our schools for the last 20 years, bottom line. 20 years or better, 25 years, 30 years. And we just, unfortunately, as a citizenry, obviously we're not paying close enough attention to what was being taught in our schools. By having the schools being taught from home, so many parents got forced into realizing what was being contained, what was being said, things their children were being taught. And I'm sorry, but there should be nothing in our schools that are being taught to our children that parents are not involved in and informed of.
What this thing,
without exception.
Well, if you remember, years ago, they approved the children to be able to have abortions. And that was years ago, and Schwarzenegger tried to get that changed and was soundly defeated in that. Anyway,
but they can't take an aspirin, but they can get an abortion. You can't, you know, your children can't take drugs, I mean, any kind of medication,
right,
without a note,
right,
that you've prescribed for them, but they can get an abortion or go off and have sexual education.
SB 543 would allow youth ages 12 to 17 to consent to mental health treatment or counseling if the attending professionals believe the youth is mature enough to participate intelligently in the services, or if the youth would present a danger or serious physical or mental harm to self or others without these services. Additionally, it requires the involvement of the minor's patient or guardian if the attending professional determines parental involvement is appropriate.
And if it isn't appropriate, then the parents are out.
Right. And it says it helps ensure the youth do not have to wait until the mental health situations become dire, et cetera. And the main thing here on this is, before that, youths age 12 to 17 must receive parental consent for mental health treatment or counseling unless they present a danger or serious physical mental health to themselves or others. Now, they're saying is parental consent for mental health services can create a barrier, especially in prevention and early intervention programs where the youth may not be experiencing seriously physical or mental harm. So it could be a counselor at school that thinks, okay, here's a child that's thinking about going to becoming a transgender. And that's what the whole thing's about. It's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth. And they can force these youth into emotionally damaging, blah, 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 blah. So that's what it says. So a lot of times you'll get synopsises of a bill, and it doesn't include everything, but this one's pretty spot on.
And it's the things that get written in these bills that we pass over. And I've forgotten the name of it, but there was a special done by Daily Wire a while back, and it went pretty much everybody, and they released it out, and it was talking about this, the different professionals and this bisexual, the puberty stoppers, all of those things of changing, allowing children from the age of 5 up to make decisions about their sexuality without the parents' consent and the different professionals who encourage this. And then it really went into depth and talked about some of those people who would encourage some of that. And after they've learned and studied it for about 20 years, how wrong they were, they interviewed people who had gone through those sex changes early on, very young, and then were totally and completely appalled by what they had done and wished they hadn't. This is such a dramatic thing for our young people. I don't believe that the American people actually have a handle on how much of this goes on and how our children are literally being brainwashed in a lot of our school systems. And I think it's been proven. I think these bills that we're pointing out here show that it's in our schools. It's there.
I want to have Scoy back on because this is what I'm getting ready to say has kind of with all of this. And the COVID shutdowns have caused a great problem in our school systems, in the education levels, all of this. And, I mean, these studies are coming out every day showing how bad the impact it's had.
Yeah.
I want to have Scoy back on and talk about that, you know, overall, how Shasta County doing? What impact did the COVID shutdowns? Now, many times it wasn't a total shutdown. In some school districts it was. And what kind of impact that had on the learning and the ability for when they graduate from high school to take that next step?
Well, do we have to go in the state of California to do the same thing that the state of Oregon did, that specifically states that in order to graduate from high school, you do not have to be literate?
Well, that...
That's what it says. You don't have to be able to read or write or do math, or you don't have to be illiterate in order to graduate from high school.
This portion of the show.
Where do you go from there?
I don't even have a comment on that one. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Let's just talk about local businesses. And the fact is, I saw something that Mimi Mosley wrote, and people are upset, you know, that Togo's or one of these national chains wants to come in. She says they don't come in to places without an extensive study showing is that the city is going to grow, it's going to be, you know, it has a future and all this. I agree. But we can't forget the fact that we have local businesses that have been around a long time and are providing just outstanding service, outstanding quality. And that's Four Winds Jewelry.
Absolutely.
2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And, you know, Linda... this is her spot to go to.
Absolutely.
She has never been disappointed there.
I've shopped at Four Winds Jewelers for years. They always have something, and the service is incredible. If you've got if you have good jewelry, it needs to be checked, it needs to be cleaned.
Yeah.
You need to check your prongs from time to time if it's a ring you wear a lot. And they have beautiful things. I mean, they have estate jewelry. They have a lot of turquoise and Indian jewelry. They make things for you. They're the only watch repair place in town. If you're going to have your watch fixed, it's going to end up there anyway. They're just a full service and locally owned. We need to focus on locally owned businesses.
Locally run business. All right. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendies, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
To Free Fire Radio, 8:50 in the morning here on the 26th of January. Tomorrow we're going to have One Safe Place with us, and I know we're going to talk a little bit about the cat feed. I noticed it was a little stringy. Yeah. Oh gosh, crab feed, Carl.
And then they got a function coming up after the crab.
Oh, they have an after party now. Crab feed is pretty much sold out.
Okay, and then after at 7, that's
they're having an
new
after,
thing, a dance.
Yeah, dancing afterwards. I told Mike Huber.
Yeah.
You know Mike.
Yeah.
I said, Huber, there's going to be women there that you can dance with. I said, but this is what I would suggest when you're eating your crab. And, you know, you get all that crab juice all
gloves,
over your
baby.
Just wipe it all over your face, maybe under your arms. Maybe that will act as an attractant, like a pheromone.
Oh, my God,
and
no.
Women will smell that crab on you and just poof, go right to you. I'm not sure he bought that.
I'm thinking, I'm hoping he didn't. Yeah, God, that's gross.
Hey, along with the Dominion voting machines and other things, they did appoint an acting CEO who was the assistant to to Minturn and before him.
Why am I? Pons.
And so they've hired her, or they fleeted her up to that while they're still looking.
Interim.
And yeah. She's, you know, I've dealt with her before, and she's very knowledgeable. And I mean, she knows where, you know, all the areas.
Well, she's worked there as a
deputy there. But they also went, they voted again to support Redding Rancheria's move
and
to
there
the
was
new
a,
spot.
Exactly. And there was some nice agreements or that they'd made about
several million dollars.
Because there's no question that the presence of gambling within a jurisdiction has an impact.
Yes.
On the services provided by the, specifically, by the county, your Health and Human Services division.
Well, they're going to pay a significant sum for each time the sheriff's called.
Exactly. Plus, it was a
TOT. And all that.
Property tax.
It's been a total reversal in the last 2 years, the last year really, on the stance where the city is still adamantly against it.
And I don't understand. First off, it isn't up to either the city or the county. It's up to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and when they make their decision, it won't make any difference whether the city or the county wants them there. Certainly, there's a public opinion on both sides of it.
Oh, yeah.
But there's certainly no advantage to the county or the city to be on the other side of that facility if, in fact, it's built.
You know what? There's going to be services, and there's going to be a number of things. And Tracy Edwards was on Tuesday and said, you know, we sent an offer out to, you know, to the city, and they never responded,
right.
And yet the city will say, well, they never sent us anything. So that's strange. I mean, it's on paper. You would think that, okay, here's the date. This is when it was delivered.
Well, and I remember Tracy actually being on the show back at that time and indicated, without revealing the contents, that they had written a letter to them.
Yeah.
This is our proposal.
Yeah, I never heard back.
Yeah.
And then but the city says, no, they never returned our calls. And so I'm into this where, well, if you've got a written proposal out there and there's a date on it, you know, then you go back to what the city did with the sell of that, you know, that sleazy job they did on selling the land.
There's certainly one of the things you have to look at with the Rancheria in my mind, because I'll be quite upfront. Right from the very beginning of the Indian gaming proposal in the state of California, I did not support that. I felt like that if we were going to legalize gambling in the state of California, then you should just legalize gambling in the state of California. And anybody, including like the card club downtown, anybody who wanted to gamble could have an establishment, pay taxes on it, pay TOT and the whole thing. That was my stance from the beginning, so it has nothing to do with Wind River or anything else.
Right.
That was not what the state of California decided to do, so we have Indian gaming in the state of California. Having said that, the Rancheria is so much more in this community than gaming. They are the health provider of thousands of people. And without their outreach into the outside community, they make agreements and do things with all kinds of agencies to help with the medical needs over in Weaverville, that beautiful big facility that they've just built there and opened.
That is beautiful.
That's open to the public. There's so many things that the Rancheria does within the community beyond the gaming.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
That they don't have to.
No, they do not.
They don't have to do that.
For them to not... For the agencies, the local agencies, the City of Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, City of Reading, Shasta County, all of the agencies to not cooperate with another big player within the community makes no sense to me.
Well, we'll see what happens here in this year. I'm imagining they must be getting closer and closer on this decision.
Well, I would say
it's in nobody's hands. I mean, if the Bureau of Indian Affairs says no, we want you to stay where you are.
I would assume that they're going to make a decision certainly within the next couple of years, because who the head of the Bureau of Indian Affairs is has a lot to do with it. No. They were not nearly as far along on this project under the Trump administration.
No.
And probably would never have been successful. But now they've got the person they need there.
Imagine,
I bet that it's going to be approved before then.
Imagine this, having a Native American in charge of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. What an original thought. Anyway. Gosh. It's been another quick morning there.
I love the shows, Carl. And I missed last time. I hate doing that. But because I really enjoy this. I mean, I like... kind of catching up with the community and this opportunity to talk to all of you out there and get your opinion. I appreciate the
people enjoy you being on.
Well, it's good because there's always a subject going on and care about this community.
Of course, and whether we agree with every decision being made by the city council or the board of supervisors, that's a tough job they have. You know, and here's something, the city council gets paid $600 a month. And the board of supervisors gets paid what? $3,000
or? Well, I don't know, $50,000. Between $50,000 and $55,000 a year.
With all the work that the city council has to do, because you can't just walk in there on a Tuesday and make decisions. You're reading, you're getting with it. So on the board, you have Julie Winter, who has got a good job. She's a nurse practitioner, and so she makes the time. And then you've got Jack Munns, Mark Mazzano, Mike DeQuisto. They're all retired. And then Tedessa, who is a realtor, so I guess she can work around it, but they're not getting paid, and they're making multi-million dollar decisions that impact on us.
You know, and this was the thought process when I was on the Board of Supervisors when the salaries were raised up to a livable rate. Mm-hmm. And the thinking behind that was because we had lost several really qualified supervisors, because that really is, the city council has a job, but they don't have nearly as many departments or things. If you're going to do the job as a county supervisor, in my mind, and that's what I ran on and did, it was a full-time job, and that's why the raises were put up, the funds were put up there,
so that they
can do that.
So what? There's five of them, and we got to run. There's five of them, so if they make $50,000 a year there, that's what, $150,000?
Then they need to be doing it.
No, it's more than that. 50,000 times
5.
250. Thank you. 250,000 a year, I think, would be well spent money. Then you'd have another group of people that would be able then to jump into this.
Yeah.
So
strong city mayor for the city of Reading.
Well, that's the other thing. Maybe we should be a charter city. I like that. Okay, everybody, have a great day. And like I said, One Safe Place is going to be with us tomorrow. We're going to be talking, and it's Sex Trafficking Month. It's Awareness Month and much more. Have a great day, and God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.